again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband. It was amazing to me. I mean, it just barely started to ring, and I got your prompt very fast. So, I mean, amazing technology. Isn't it great to use technology to eliminate the husband? I love you, Dorothy Jane. And I'm making a continued effort to reconcile with you. But there are a lot of difficulties. I did receive a letter from our beloved state, and because of their terms, you won't receive any more money this month. It'll be next month in order to make sure I don't misstep. So your state is working against you. Well, of course, that's the norm. I was about to, but I got involved in some things, but I'm about to make another video to George to let him know about some things. And one of the things is, I've written an email, and I will review it and send it here in a moment, to the new pastors at Covenant Presbyterian and Meadowview. Obviously, I have no idea where you are. You may not be at Meadowview, maybe somewhere else. I don't know. But to let them know in some detail about the situation, to tell them about what's happened with the videos that have gone online, and to set the challenge before them that I've set before others, to do a public debate on that the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. Which, and as I even state in the email, is if they were to find any part of what I say is true, it impacts their job, their a lot of their purpose in life and their history. My objective is not to destroy that. But as I've matured, look back at some of the things that I've done and say, whoops, that was wrong. I would hope the same would be for them. But again, I actually use the scripture to contend on this rather than use the institution or run in a quarter and corner and hide, like a lot of people we know. But the other thing is, I'm concerned that I don't want to misstep. When I look at, because I talk with my friend Chris, when I look at the videos that I've done, the Foundation series, I would contend, compared to the typical Sunday sermon, it's a whole lot deeper. It offers meat. And most people don't want that. They want the fluff, which is consistent with what the scripture says. But I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I did that horrible thing of striving to mature as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it makes it harder in a lot of ways. The joys are more intense. They really are. But it's harder. But the one thing that is overwhelming, that I can't shake on my own, is I want you at my side. When the Lord said, it is not good for the man to be alone. Yeah, because he has a broken heart. And I'm living that. I don't want to live that way anymore. I want to live with you, your hand in mine, as we've done so often before. The greatest joy that I have in this earth, you know, in this life, besides the joy of being a follower of Christ, is my lady, my wife. And as defined in the marriage, defined in Commitment Beyond video, I will not turn from you. Dorothy Jane, I love you.